Today's show is brought to you by Vinyl Me Please. Join the Record of the Month Club at joinvmp.com/songspodcast. Hey everyone, before we get into the episode, I do want to give you a friendly reminder that each and every episode comes with a unique playlist via Spotify or Apple Music. You can go to songspodcast.com or scroll down to the description of this episode and click on a link to the playlist, Apple Music, Spotify. They are there for you to experience the songs that we talk about on each and every episode. Thank you so much, and let's get right to it. What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Songs for the Moment. Dude, that was a better intro last time I messed up. Today is the day that I never thought we would ever get to, and that is we're going to be doing skate punk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm very excited. I'm your host, Glenn Rodriguez, and always with me is Sean Hebert. How you doing?
Not as excited as you, but I'm pretty stoked, I guess. You know?
Question mark?
Yeah. I mean, I made the list. It's cool. I'm not pissed about it or anything. It's just... I was the kid who was more into like metal and hardcore than punk music. I definitely listened to punk, but not too much in my teenage years.
I feel you. I mean, I only got into this music because of a couple people, and like it spawned from that. But like, I don't know. I just been wanting to talk about this ever since I saw the Punk Rock NBA's video on skate punk, and I'm like, yeah, that'd be a really good episode to do on the show. And it's been on the poll for, I don't know, many weeks, many months.
Yeah, and it goes up and down from that poll randomly. I know you've been wanting to do it, dude.
I don't know if you ever look, but like I kind of inch it to the, like the top of the poll. So maybe that's the first thing someone sees. Like, oh, yeah, I like that.
And then they accidentally click it and they're like, fuck, I need to vote for that.
Yeah. So... I am excited that we're doing this today, and it's going to be a fun one. But we're also going to talk about the Grammys, which we're recording this on a Sunday. So when you hear this, you will already know who won, and Ghost won all the awards, the country award as well.
That's Glenn looking into the future that he wants.
that's the future that I would definitely want.
Hey, I'm not saying I don't want that either. Ghost definitely deserves some Grammys.
I like it. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about the mid-90s movie, only because it kind of pertains to skate punk a little bit, just because I kind of just wanted to get it out of the way because it was a lot of music that made that movie what it was and like the time period too. So it was really cool. But before we get into that, let's take care of some paperwork. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Songs Podcast. If you want to show us your ultimate support, go to patreon.com/songspodcast, and you can go to songspodcast.com for features, playlists, other things that we have on our reviews. It's a great way to find our shows and other playlists that we've done. And also, if you are a Spotify power user, make sure you follow us on Spotify, where you can, you know, access all of our playlists. And I use this as like my daily driver, so you'll be able to see what I'm listening to as well. And one other note, that is, leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to our podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts. It gets our show up in the rankings, and we want to reach every ear possible. We love doing this show, and I know you guys love listening to the show, so show us some love, and we appreciate it. And let's get into the Grammys. I mean, it's something that we rarely talk about. Like, I don't know if I've ever talked about the Grammys with you before.
I think anytime we talk about the Grammys, we talk about how much we disagree with them. But yeah, I was interested in who at least... I'm always interested in at least who's nominated, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's usually at least some pretty cool people nominated in like the metal category. And this year is no exception to that.
Agreed. And it's... I think the last time I talked about the Grammys was when Daft Punk won Record of the Year, an Album of the Year, and all that good stuff. So, like, and that was a really good year. And then when Arcade Fire won Album of the Year, I think Album of the Year is the last one they do, but like the last award is a Record of the Year. Because it's two very different things.
Yeah, I'm very confused about that. I don't necessarily understand. Album of the Year. I'm on the page right now. I'm just using my search page feature.
Okay. So yeah, it's I just remember
it's
Arcade Fire winning.
Record of the Year and Album of the Year. Record of the Year is awarded to the artist and to the producers, recording engineers, and or mixers and mastering engineers, if other than the artist. Album of the Year awarded to artists and to featured artists, songwriters of new material, producers, recording engineers, mixers, mastering engineers credited with at least 30% playing time of the album, if other than the artist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I just know the one time, it was the last award of the night in Arcade Fire won, and then they performed right after they won, and like they were playing the credits over them performing, and it was just really rude. And I just remember people in the crowd like looking really like they're just shocked that Arcade Fire won, and it wasn't like it wasn't like anyone that I guess every like Bieber or something. I feel like Bieber was probably up for an award that year, and Beyonce and all that.
Oh, you mean so it wasn't the same 5 to 10 people that are in the first three major categories?
Yeah.
As I first started scrolling this list, why did I mess that up? When I first started scrolling through this list last night, I was like, so are 15 people going to the Grammys this year?
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's the same names in a lot of these
categories.
A lot of these categories. And I don't know. I'm gonna be very, very positive about like a lot of these list a lot of these nominees this year, because it's not the same names. I mean, Janelle Monáe is on here, like Post Malone, her, Pink, you know, Kendrick Lamar is a great name. Like, it's there's no Beyonce, there's no Jay-Z, there's no, I mean, yeah, there's like one Taylor Swift name on here, but Gaga's up for her song with Bradley Cooper from that movie, what was it called, All the Stars or Born Stars Born. It's actually a pretty decent flick. But I'm very excited to see if Donald Glover wins a lot of the stuff he's up for. I, like we were talking about off air, the music video Grammy, I hope it's either Donald Glover or Joyner Lucas. The I'm Not Racist music video is definitely hard hitting. And I remember watching that and be like, damn, this is deep stuff. And This Is America one, just as deep, like you said, off air, hidden messages. And it's Donald Glover. You know, I am a big fan of Childish Gambino. So, and him as an actor and creator. And he's also really funny. So, like,
he's hilarious.
He's got everything. So, what are you, like, looking forward to finding out who wins? I know we talked about the metal and the rock.
Yeah,
and
best metal performance, definitely, because there's quite a few people in there that deserve it this year. Between the Buried Me's up, which is awesome to see that. Like, I listened to them for so long that it's cool to see them in a category like that. And on the other side of the coin, the same kind of underground type of band, Def Heaven, they're up for a Grammy in Best Metal Performance. And they're compared to Between the Buried Me, they're very new. High on Fire's been around for a while. Trivium's up, and Under Oath is up there,
which is awesome.
Yeah, so that's a really good category, and I'd be happy with pretty much anybody winning that. I'd say the two bands that I'm like meh the most about are Trivium and High on Fire, because I listen to them the least.
Okay, I can agree to that. I had this like vinyl subscription box thing, and it wasn't Vinyl, the company that I got bashed on Reddit for sticking up to, for which is another story for a different day, but it was a different subscriber box. It was like a lesser known one, and I got Sunbather by Def Heavens on vinyl, and I can't really listen to it on the player that I had because it was like a shitty player.
Okay,
but like American black or death metal is just always fun. You know, like music from a different land that is produced here and made here, and a different take on it. I was a big fan of that album. For rock album, I hope Ghost wins because Prequel was really good. It was very different, and I feel like it wasn't as good as Meliora, but it was definitely up there, and it had a lot of like catchy songs. Like Dance Macabre is definitely one of the catchiest songs I've heard a band like that put out in a long time.
Yeah.
And Rats is good, which is up for Rock Song of the Year, which is cool.
I hope they win. They deserve it. They're incredible songwriters.
They are. And I just have a feeling that the Greta Van Fleet Machine wins Rock Album of the Year, because it'll be the cool thing to
it'll
do.
It'll be
I guess
the obvious choice for, you know, whoever decides to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that they don't, just because that is the obvious choice, and it's kind of messed up if they do.
Yeah. I mean,
compared to who they're up against. I mean, I'm not saying they're a bad band. I'm just saying, like, should we really give a Grammy to somebody that sounds the way they sound? I mean, they're talented, but let's face it, we've heard that before.
Yeah, we've heard that before plenty of times. Especially with the one. I didn't hear that Fall Out Boy song, but I haven't been a fan of theirs since, I don't know, they took a turn. I mean, it's cool that they changed their sound. Sometimes it's warranted. I respect them, but like, I never heard that song and I probably wouldn't like it. The Alice in Chains song, probably good. The Weezer is always good. I don't think I've heard Pacific Daydream, but definitely... Ghost album is really good, especially Dance Macabre, Rats, Faith is really good. So yeah, man, like these, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, there's really not much else to talk about. Like, there's just a lot of the same names.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also before the Grammys, so we don't know who won or anything. But this, you will know tomorrow when you listen to this. So. It's just a tragic timing for the podcast today.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. As long as Drake doesn't win, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We'll be all right. I mean, hell, if it's between Drake or Post Malone, I always say fuck Post Malone, but for today, I will not. Okay. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about mid-90s, because it kind of pertains to skate punk in a way, because movies about skaters and it's just a really real movie. It reminded me of fifth grade when I made some friends with sixth grade skaters that lived in my area, and I just was like kind of remembering just getting into trouble with them, not as much as these kids did, but it's a movie you definitely need to check out. And it's very nostalgic with the music, and not used in like a corny nostalgic way, but it's used to kind of push the story forward. And it's mostly really good 90s hip hop, like Mobb Deep and Wu-Tang and Far Side and groups like that. There's a little bit of rock in there. I know they had a hybrid moments by the Misfits, which I feel like is an 80s song. So it was in there only because it kind of just fit the bill of a skate song. So, I don't know. Jonah Hill's a great storyteller, and I just really thought I should talk about it only because it really has a really good playlist. I know the mid-90s playlist is on Spotify, and it has interludes with Jonah Hill talking about the movie and stuff, and then it would go into a couple songs and then back to him talking. So it's really cool. So check that out. I'll probably pin that to our... But I'll send it to Sean to put in the show notes. I feel like it's a good... If you like good hip-hop from the 90s, you'll definitely enjoy that for sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I definitely want to. It's on my watch list for sure. I wanted to rent it. At the time I looked it up, it wasn't available to rent yet. So, yeah, it's out now to rent. So I'm definitely going to do that. It looks incredible. It kind of looks like this generation's kids... If anybody listening has ever seen the movie Kids from back in the 1990s, it's an incredible movie. You should definitely watch it. It's a bit graphic, though, especially the first couple of scenes.
Yeah, this movie didn't really have too much of that. It was just more of following this young kid who makes friends with these older kids. And it's just, it's cool how they take them in, you know, and just incredible performances by everyone.
Right.
Especially the guy who plays the main character's older brother. I feel like his performance is one of the best in the film. But there's some really, like, just, it's just cool to see, like, an older kid taking a younger kid and, like, kind of, like, there's a scene between the one character, I forget his name, but he is actually an actual skater in real life, and he was getting looked at by people from Big Brother magazine at the in the movie. So okay. That was a big skateboarding magazine back in the day, and the little kid was kind of like going through some shit, and he was kind of changing and kind of getting into things he shouldn't. So they kind of like sat him down and, you know, told him this really deep story and just kind of put it in terms that he could understand. And it was just real, man. It just felt real. And we don't get movies like that very often. And just real, like realistic, where you could feel like you probably were part of this at one point in your life.
Yeah. So. Nah. All right. I'm going to watch that tomorrow night for sure now.
Yeah, it's good, dude. And the only reason why I brought it up, I know this is a music show, but it just, the music, it's a skate movie. And I kind of like the other side, because today we're going to be talking about skate punk or punk in general. And this is the other side of that. And that's the good hip hop that you can skate to. And it's the best kind of hip hop. It's the 90s, you know, that it wasn't like today's hip hop, which is, it's really not that good. And I'm not trying to be an old man about it. It's just the truth. It doesn't have the charm. It doesn't have the wit, the better song, you know, rap writing or songwriting, whatever you want to call it. The beats are better.
Behind, well, okay. So most of it doesn't really have the substance behind it.
Yeah.
Is what agreed. I'll say.
Yeah. But other than that, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about skate punk. About time. I'm excited. We'll be right back on Songs for a Moment.
And we're back talking about skate punk. What did you want to do, Glenn? Did you want to go first? Did you want me to go first? I feel like you should go first because you wanted to do this for a while.
Can we do it? Can I go first?
That'd yeah, awesome. You can. Yeah, yeah. I'll allow it. I'll allow all it. Right.
All right. You can go first next week. You can go first the next 2 weeks if you want. We'll play it like that. All right. So I wanted to do this only because this is the music that kind of shaped my, like, seventh grade. It really changed for me, thanks to a mutual friend of both of ours switching me a CD for a CD. I've told this story on the show plenty of times. I'll just say it really fast. A friend of mine wanted to take my POD Southtown album. I think that's what it was called, too. It was called Southtown, the record. And he's like, oh, I can give you this.
You
and
are correct, sir. That was the record.
Okay, and he gave me his copy of Full Circle Pennywise, and that's when it all changed, and that's when I got into this kind of music. So a lot of these bands I discovered from listening to Pennywise, and I'm surprised I had one Pennywise song on here, but I took it off for something else because I didn't want to be that typical. So because I was already pretty typical with some of these bands. But the first song I want to talk about is from a very well-known band in punk and like hardcore type music, because at one point they were considered like hardcore punk, and this is off of their first ever album that they put out, their debut record called Answer That and Stay Fashionable. It came out in 1995. This is AFI's Two of a Kind. It's the first song on their first album, and that album's amazing. It's just in your face, pure classic AFI. It's
the old school AFI.
Yeah, man, and it's just it just reminds me of being like watching like a skate video or like seeing my friends skate, and this is the kind of stuff they would listen to while they skate. So. I don't know. I just had to throw AFI on here only because I like AFI. There's like one moment in time where I didn't like them as much, and that was I think it was called Sing for Sorrow, that album, or like the back-to-back albums that they put out. But like anything before that and after that, I really like. So this one is just as old as you can get from this band, and I think you would like it. And it's, if you like pure punk, this is for you. And you could definitely tell the influences of the bands that they love, like the Misfits, and definitely in these songs. So check it out. Check that song out. Check out the album Answer That and Stay Fashionable. And the album cover looks like Reservoir Dogs. So there you go.
Yeah, and you mentioned skating videos. And for the young kids out there, back in the day, around the time we're talking about, skate videos were on VHS tape. And you had to put it into the player and rewind the tape. And then hit play, and the video quality was absolutely horrific.
Yes.
It was terrible by today's standards. But yeah, it wasn't very easy. You couldn't just search for whoever you want. You had to acquire it. You had to go buy it or have a friend make you a copy of their tape somehow. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
There was no YouTube. But my first song on our skate punk list is... my list is pretty typical, like heavy hitters, but it's Blink-182's Damn It from 1997's Dude Ranch album. Yeah, an iconic song. Honestly, if you're a guitar player, this is like one of the first riffs you should learn, because it'll teach you some like dexterity stuff. But it's a super fun song, like any Blink-182 song. I was really always pretty fond of their older stuff, like anything. I liked Dude Ranch, Enema of the State, and Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. I think those were their three best albums. I didn't really like anything after that. It's okay. Not that I hated it. It just wasn't to me as, you know, I feel like Tom was trying to blend Angels and Airwaves and Blink-182 together.
A little bit. I like how you said that.
Yeah.
And someone was finally brave enough to say it.
Yeah. And I didn't listen to Blink-182 to get Angels and Airwaves, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my first jam is Damn It. Everybody knows this song.
Tom left music for aliens.
I actually just watched, speaking of Blink-182, I just watched the Travis Barker interview on the Joe Rogan podcast. And Joe brought that up to Travis.
Okay.
Joe was basically just like, you know, what do you think about all this? You know, and Travis is like, he's dead ass. He's dead ass serious. You know, if you talk to him, like, he's like, and is it real? He's like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. Your guess is as good as mine.
I'm glad he didn't throw his brother under the bus there. That's pretty good. I think that's what Joe was trying to fish for.
Well, I mean, you have to ask.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, because that's like, you know, they have the guy from Alkaline Trio as their third, which is great. That's actually a really good like replacement. But like, that's a legendary trio where one guy left music to pursue an alien conspiracy. And whether you believe it or not, it's not a lateral move.
No, like, not at all. It's but also the way Travis said it was, you have to respect it.
I do.
He left an extremely successful band to do something that's not going to be received as well at all.
Yep.
So, I mean, you got to respect it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah.
It's strange. It's a strange thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is a guy saying this, that he's like, you know, your guess is as good as mine, basically. It's like, this is a guy that's known him his whole life, basically.
Yeah.
A lot of years with this dude, and he's still like, I don't know, man. But apparently he's always been into that stuff, like they would like UFO watch and stuff. And
we'll look at some of their song titles, like there's a song called Aliens Don't Exist or Aliens Still Exist or something. There's a lot of alien talk, and like Angels and Airways felt like they put like, I don't know, space type sounds and stuff into their songs. So
yeah. And I was listening to the album before Dude Ranch, Cheshire Cat, but you know, when Mark was clearly the better singer of the two back then. Tom definitely got better over time, but Mark was definitely a better singer back in the day, for sure. Yeah, that's my first song. It's Blink-182's Damn It.
All right. So the next song, well, the band, I have a story for the band, but the song is actually one of my favorite. I think it might actually be my favorite Bad Religion song. There is the band, Bad Religion. And this song is called Do What You Want. And it's off the 1988 album Suffer. And it's one of their classic records that had a lot of great songs on it. But Do What You Want is this really fast paced. It's 1 minute and 7 seconds long. And I just love just what the message is. Like, just go out there, live life. Don't let something like religion bring you down. You know, just do what you want. And I like that. It's like, the way you should live life is to kind of, you know, obviously don't go out and kill people, but like, live the life you want and don't let anything stop you. You know, don't let anyone tell you to bring, you know, it's that Sean tagged me in this video the other day by someone I really admire, Gary Vaynerchuk. And he was talking about other people's opinions. Yep. Like, fuck that. Like, fuck other people's opinions. Do what you got to do to survive, or do what you want to make it. And this is what that song is. And there's like one of my favorite lines is, what's it say? It says, I'll believe in God when 1 or 1 or 5. And I just laugh at that every time I hear it. Cause it's a ridiculous, like 1 or 1 or 5 will never be 5, but it's just like, it's a nice way of saying he'll never believe in religion or God.
Yeah.
And not letting it rule your life. Cause a lot of people let it rule their lives. So,
yeah. I mean, That Gary V is awesome, but like, if you ever need to be pumped up and you're having a shitty morning or something like that, just throw a random Gary V Instagram video on and you're going to be like really jacked and ready to go for the day.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, he was basically just saying like, letting other people's opinions influence your fears of what you want to do is stupid. Yep. Fuck that. Fuck them. Like, you know?
Yep. Exactly. And that's what the song is based about, too. And, like, of course, don't let religion fuck your shit up. So, I mean, Bad Religion's a heavy hitter. And I remember seeing them Thanksgiving Eve in 2005. So it was, like, right after we graduated. And I went with my old neighbor. And we went up to the House of Blues in Atlantic City. And we saw it was Bad Religion and Anti-Flag, and it was such a great show. And Bad Religion played so many songs. I feel like they played at least 40. Like, damn. That's how many. Like, their encore was like, they had like, felt like they had two sets.
I'm pretty sure first I saw Bad Religion at like Bamboozle or something.
You probably did. And they're great. And they're really good. And Anti-Flag was good.
And you know but what? They were good, because I never really, like, I'd heard them obviously before, but I don't listen to Bad Religion, but I stopped and watched their set.
Yeah.
And at Bamboozle, like, I don't really do that. I go and I see the bands that I want to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I just remember that show being amazing, and then like singing off the top of my lungs or to Generator, which I could have put that song on here, but like, that's like the song that Bad Religion's really known for. And then I could have also put on You by on their album No Control. That was on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I put on this song as I relate this, but like, that show was awesome. The next night I got really, really drunk and threw up all over my my Bad Religion shirt that I had, or was it an Andy Flag shirt? It was one of the two, but I just remember the next night was Thanksgiving. I went over to Kristen Wenner's house with Steve, our friend Steve, and like a whole bunch of other people. And like, I got really drunk because I drank way too much rum straight from the bottle. And then like, started like, I took my shirt off apparently, and like starts at the time I was like sparring with a friend of mine who's no longer with us, rest in peace Hayes, and I guess I was just like, someone was like egging me on to like say how I would walk out if I was in a fight or whatever. It was stupid, but that's the story I wanted to tell. But like, Bad Religion's definitely in there. I heard Bad Religion a lot off of the Punk-O-Rama albums. That's kind of where my like musical like journey went after listening to Pennywise. I bought like a Punk-O-Rama album, and then I heard Rancid and all that, and then just went off from there. So Do What You Want by Bad Religion. Sorry for rambling right there.
Dude, it's all good, man. That's what we do on this. That's what we do. It's a podcast, man. But yeah, my next song would be Green Day's Basket Case from 1994.
Oh, yeah.
I told you my list was big heavy hitters, and it was just typical songs. But yeah, this was one of those. I think this was honestly one of the first bands that like I heard. Not that I heard, but like, that I remember having the CD for, because me and my brother shared a room until I think I was like 8 or something like that.
Okay.
So whenever he would buy CDs, I would be able to listen to them because we shared a room or whatever. And I remember we had two CDs, Green Day Dookie, which is by far their best album to me. And I think it's just because it came out at that point in my life where like I was starting to understand music. I was like 7 or 8 years old in 1994, you know? So, yeah, Green Day, Basket Case. It's a classic song. It's one of the first songs I like learned the chord progression to on guitar. Just like every other kid on the planet, you know? This is like, because, like, as a guitar player, like, that sound was huge, you know what I mean? And you'd be like, holy fuck, how do I sound like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's also, like, you know, I always say, like, listening to the Pink Floyd and stuff made me want to start playing guitar when I was a little kid. And this kind of furthered that, too, to me. I listen to this album so much, but it's such a classic because every song is so good and it flows so well.
And they were very
well written record.
Very. And they're like people forget, like, they were one of the pioneers of the genre. Like,
yeah.
Like, people forget that and often do. And it's, they've toured with the punk bands that a lot of people love that never got as big as Green Day blew up. You know, Green Day is where they are now.
Dookie is what started their explosion, man.
Yeah, man. Yep.
This album was enormous, and it's so good. Like, I'm about to start ripping this album again, man.
So, a little trivia question. So, when what's his name? Tim Armstrong from Rancid left Operation Ivy. He was going to start that band Rancid, and he asked, what's his name? Joel, right?
Billy Joe, I think.
Billy Joe. I don't know why I call him Joel. Billy Joe Armstrong, who are no relation, by the way.
Yeah.
Asked Billy Joe to play guitar for Rancid, and he turned it down, obviously, which was a good move for him. And obviously, they got Lars Fredrickson to play guitar and sing in Rancid. That was a very good move for them. So they made the right choices, but that's a little funny story.
But how crazy would it be if he didn't say no?
It's what if, man.
What would
it's
Green
a what
Day
if.
Have been, and what would Rancid have been?
Would have Rancid been the band that took off? You know, maybe it was Billy Joe's the guy.
Would their songs have even existed in that form at all?
It would have been weird, man.
Yeah.
It would have been strange.
Crazy. But yeah, what's your next jam?
My next jam is... So, this song has a little story, too, and I'll tell the story before I get into the song. So, there was this... I was a very big compilation CD collector. Like,
yes,
I said,
you were.
Punk-O-Rama was always my thing. But there was this other... I think it was just a one deal only, like, one album they put out, and it was by this record company called... Nitro Records, and it was a compilation called Punkzilla, and this song was on it, and it was an AFI song, and I think Vandals were on it, and a lot of like other classic bands or bands that are like that were new at the time. This song was on there. It was called Not the Same by Body Jar. Body Jar is an Australian band, and This is probably like the least likely band to be on this list, but this album was considered part of that skate punk like genre, subgenre.
Okay.
And I love this song. It feels like it should be in like an American Pie movie, but it's such a good song. And I know the lyrics by heart. Like when it comes on, I could sing word for word and not mess up. There's other songs where I know most of the words, but I'll mess up. But like this song, I could sing word for word. I could sing it right with the song. And it's a memory. And I just remember listening to that CD a lot when I got it. And I had like this birthday get together. I don't know if you were there. You might have been there. It was because I know I was notorious to never allow to have people over my house. My parents would never let anyone in. So when people came over, it was like a big deal. And I remember going to the mall with my grandfather for my birthday. He bought me a few things. He took me for my birthday dinner. And this is one of the things that I got. I got this and like one of those MP3 CD players. So like I had like an MP3 capability.
Okay, so you still had to burn the CD. It wasn't an MP3 player, but you could burn MP3 size files on the CD, thus giving you more tracks that you could handle on a single CD.
Exactly.
That's what it was. It wasn't an MP3 player in any form.
Nah. It was like a Rio something or other, and it was really cool. And I remember going back and putting it on Halloween 5 all of a sudden, and like I had it on mute, and I had this song playing on the stereo that I had in my room. It's the weirdest thing, but like it's a really good song, not the same Body Jar. This song came out in 2001. I had to look it up because on Spotify it says 2016, and that's a lie. That's when they did a reissue. So Spotify lied. That's all I have to say.
Spotify lies.
We love Spotify, but that was a lie.
Yeah. yeah, you know those Rio MP3 players, like the MP3 CDs? Mm-hmm. I had like the first MP3 player. So okay. Like I remember my parents got a new compact computer and it came with this green, see-through green Rio MP3 player. And I think it had like 250 megabytes of memory or 256 megabytes or something. And that was enormous for the time. And then after that, I got a Creative MP3 player that was like 6 gigs or something like that. But it was like, you know, the first iPods also did this. Like you could feel the hard drive spinning in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, they finally came out with the solid state iPods. And now you can't even fucking find an iPod because everybody's phone does that. And streaming is a thing. So,
yeah. It's so strange. I'm like looking up the exact
the evolution
one I had.
Of audio consumption digitally is insane.
It really is. I was, while you were saying, I was looking up the one that I had. It was called the Rio Volt, and I'm looking at the picture and it's just bringing back memories. It's nuts. I had like a little LCD screen on the front, and mm-hmm. I remember that thing broke easily too. Like I dropped it once and it was done. It sucked. But yeah, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. What's your next song?
Okay, so my next song is The Offspring's Gotta Get Away from their 1994 record Smash. The only Offspring record in my mind. And yeah, this is another one of those records. Like Green Day came out the same year as Dookie. This was a huge record for me. It kind of introduced me to like heavier music, honestly, like them and Green Day. Like that was like, I was like 7 or 8, I was like 7 years old. And that's huge for a 7-year-old to hear something like that, you know?
Agreed, yeah.
So, yeah, it's funny because it's The Offspring. Everybody probably now thinks, you know, pretty fly for a white guy, and it's basically a joke song. But yeah. This album, Smash, was an awesome skate punk album.
It definitely was.
It was such a big hit when it came out, too. It was, like, on the radio all the time with... what was the other song? I'm gonna look it up now. One second. Go to my music app, which you guys should do, and search out the playlists every week. There's links in the show notes.
Look at that segue. That was
boom.
Nice.
I got you covered. Offspring.
Little trivia question while you find that.
Yeah.
The Offspring was on the first Punkorama compilation.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The song Come Out and Play.
Yep. Self-Esteem was on this too.
Yep. Awesome songs.
Man, I discovered Offspring on DOX, man, when they played all those songs off that album.
Like, that was such a good radio station back in the day, man.
It was the best radio
station.
Back
when radio was like a viable source of entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. Did you ever like sit and wait for a radio station to play a song you liked and record that shit on a on a mixtape?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Nine Inch Nails, Closer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the song I waited for. Also, anytime they play We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions back-to-back on ZXL.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that too.
But like... Yeah, you had to literally hit record at the same time, but then you would get pissed if the guy talked over the intro of the song, because you wouldn't have like the whole clean version of the song, like not clean, but like, you know, an actual clean recording without some asshole talking over the beginning of it.
Oh yeah, and you know it's funny, people have that dilemma today. So like when the new when Mortal Kombat 10, the first trailer came out for that game, and they had that Wiz Khalifa song on top of it, and everyone really liked it, like the people who like that kind of music, and it was actually a dope song to play over, you know, I think it was Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting. So everyone would like rip it and like the cleanest possible edition you can hear on YouTube, and but you can still hear them fucking fighting in the background. This is really funny. So yeah, they have that problem today still because of things like that. So I feel you on that.
But, yeah, what's your next song, man? That's really all I have to say about The Offspring. I mean, them and Green Day were a huge deal to me, like, figuring out you could say heavier music, because before that, all I really listened to was stuff my dad listened to.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that Blink-182 song, Damn It, was 3 years after this. Damn. So, you know.
One quick thing on Offspring before we move on to my song.
Okay.
I know you were talking about Pretty Fly for a White Guy and Americana, that album Americana, but Americana had a really awesome song, and The Kids Aren't All Right. Best song on that album. The only song I listened to off that album.
No, that is a great song. Yeah.
It reminds me of where we grew up. It really does.
Yeah, it does. That reminds, you know, The Offspring and that and Green Day Basket Case remind me of, like, I guess, you know, the summer of 1994, 1995, really, like, going to the boardwalk with, like, my parents and stuff like that. It's just, like, that was awesome, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Good times back then, for
good
sure.
Good times, bro.
Good times, man. My next song is another, I would feel like this is another big name that's part of the skate punk scene, a band called Melancholin.
Okay.
Really big fan of these guys. I had like three different songs on the list by them, and I was just trying to figure out which one I wanted to pick. So I'm going to go with a song off Penny Bridge Pioneers, which is one of their bigger albums from 2000, and a song's called Penguins and Polar Bears. I only picked this song because I did not want to pick No Cigar. Because No Cigar is the one that's on Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. It's such a good song. I've seen people skate to it. But Penguins and Polar Bears is really good, too. This whole album is really good. Penny Bridge, Pioneers. Duck Pond's good. Fox, Material Boy, Hellman. But, like, a lot of their older stuff... And this band's from Sweden, by the way. So, like, a lot of their older stuff...
I did not know that at all.
Yes, they are Swedish. And their older album, their first one called Same Old Tunes, 1994, had a song called Mr. Clean on it. And that's really good. It's really, like, hard and fast. So it was this song called Leona. And I have Leona on there too.
Huh?
Hard and fast. The way I like it. Stop. Whoa. Yo. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. San Juan Capistrano, California is calling me on the phone. It's weird. Yeah, so Melancholin, polar bears or penguins and polar bears. Really not much to say about it. It's just really good. It's a really good band. Another band I discovered from Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
And then like shout out to Tony Hawk Pro Skater series for having some of the best soundtracks of all time.
That's one of the reasons why I got into this music as well because of those games, man. Like the first one had Dead Kennedys, Suicide Machines, Goldfinger. I almost put a Goldfinger song on here because I love ska music too. And like Goldfinger is definitely came to prominence because of that game, and it got them a lot more eyes. And John Feldmann is now a producer for like all these bands and artists now. So it's really cool. But yeah, Melancholin, Penguins, and Polar Bears.
Yeah, so my next jam would be, get ready for it, Newfound Glory's Hit or Miss from 1999.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I think that was, like, their first, like, big song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Huge album for them. I honestly still dig them. I don't listen to them a lot, but they're, what was that record that came out? It starts with a C.
Catalyst?
Yes, Catalyst. That's a great record. That's honestly.
What song is on there that I really love? I'm going to look that up right now.
The song Catalyst.
That's a good one.
There's a ton of great songs on that record. This song, Hit or Miss, is really, really good. Came out in 1999. It was off like their first big record. I believe they are linked to Shai Hulud because their guitar player used to be the singer of Shai Hulud, I believe.
Really?
Yes, I believe so. I think that's what it is. I'm looking it up right now just to confirm.
That song, the song Catalyst, I think it's called All Downhill From Here. I think that had like the word Catalyst in it, but there's no song on the album called Catalyst.
Okay, so Chad Gilbert from Newfound Glory was in Shai Hulud.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is the other song that Newfound Glory has that I really like? That's on Coming Home. Yeah. It's Not Your Fault. It's a really good one, too. But yeah, dude, Newfound Glory is one of those bands that I don't think you can hate at all because they just always like bring a smile to your face. I heard them first with, obviously, you know, My Friends Over You. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's the first time I heard of them.
Okay.
Off of Sticks and Stones. But like, I started listening to them a lot more and then go back to their first, the self-titled with Hit or Miss. And, but like, I really liked their From the Screen to Your Stereo CD, albums they put out, which is like just cover songs from like big songs from movies. And they're coming out with a new one very soon.
Really?
Yeah, my friend brought that to my attention not too long ago, and I'm trying to see. Yeah, it hasn't come out yet, so it's definitely going to come out this year. I know they were recording it last year.
Do they have a track list out for it yet?
I should look that up, but like some of their older ones, like I could tell you, the one that I like is From the Screen to Your Stereo Part 2, has The Promise, King of Wishful Thinking, Loveful, Iris, Don't You Forget About Me, Crazy For You, Head Over Heels. Like, this one's their best one, I think. Their first one has, let's see. Keep hitting the same fucking one over and over again. All right. First one then is That Thing You Do. The Never Ending Story theme song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. The Goonies Are Good Enough. The Glory of Love, which is actually really good. I think that might be the best one on
here. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. I'm going to listen to this ASAP.
Yeah, dude, you'll like it. If you like good like pop punk cover songs of like songs that are big from movies, you'll enjoy it for sure.
Nice.
You'll definitely enjoy it. Like, I love the King of Wishful Thinking song in general from I think it's what's the band? Go Something or Something Go. But the cover is really good, and it has the lead singer from, I think, Dashboard? Is it Dashboard or it's the guy? Yeah, I think it might be Dashboard. But yeah, definitely check it out. I'll have to find the track list for the new one for sure.
But yeah, Newfound Glory, Hit or Miss. So what is your next jam, buddy.
This is my final one. I don't have a bonus. I could have put like 30 bonus songs on here, but do you have a bonus? Because I could definitely find one.
I don't have a bonus. Bonus. Man, I cannot fucking speak this week.
It's because when we started this, I messed up the intro and we had to record again, so it all just went downhill from here. So the next one is obviously, I think, well, not obviously because no one really knows, but see, now I'm messing up. Oh well. I'm a big fan of the Bouncing Souls. They're one of my favorite bands to come from this scene. I've discovered these guys especially from Punk-O-Rama. I could have picked so many good songs from them, but I picked a song from their album, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. It's called Mantham. Now, I heard this song specifically on a commercial, like a trailer for an upcoming release. It was like a DVD coming out called, a video recording from the Surf and Skate Festival up in Asbury Park.
Okay.
And this song was on top of it. And it's just a song about, you know, going out with your friends and having a good time. It's got some gang vocals in it too, and it's really good. I actually wrote this song into my screenplay, Exit Zero, which there's a part in the movie where one of the guys in the group of friends is in a band, and he's on stage with their band, and like he invites the main character up to sing the song with him. Now that whole part changed. He's not in a band anymore. He's just a musician. And that song's out. It's a different song now. But I really like the song. I really like this band. The Bouncing Souls are from Jersey. They're a Jersey band. So like that actually holds a nice little home in my heart for them. But this album is really good. A lot of good songs. That song, Pirate Radio, True Believers, That's Something Special, Mantham, Breakup Song. Just a lot of good songs. And they're just their discography is really good. If I can recommend anything, listen to Anchors Away, The Gold Record, Hopeless Romantic, Ghost of the Boardwalk, Comet is really good. I think they're coming out with something new, and they're going on tour very soon as well. So check them out. Check that song out. And that's the end of my list. What's your final song?
My final song is another Blink-182 song.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I didn't really grow up listening to a ton of punk music, even though I guess you could say, you know, punk music started me in down my path of metal and hardcore, which I really dove the fuck into. But my last song is Blink-182's Josie from Dude Ranch.
Josie, yes.
All I can really say about this song is if you can find a chick that'll do all the stuff in this song, fucking marry her, because I did.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah, put a ring on it, man.
That's good.
That's all I got to say about that. This song's fucking awesome. I don't know. Blink-182 is cool just because their songs are always so, like, fun, like, the subject matter. You know, they're never really super serious about it, but, you know, just really fun music.
Exactly. I still put on some of their songs. Man, I really wanted to go to this concert that they were going to be playing at. It's called Fire Festival.
Oh my God, man, dude.
I really wanted to go.
So Travis mentioned that again about the Joe Rogan podcast with him. You guys should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a good episode. But he was talking, he talked about it for a second because, you know, he hasn't flown since the accident he was in.
Yeah.
So he drives everywhere, or he'll take, if they have to play in Europe, he takes a boat to Europe. Like he takes, yeah.
That's crazy.
So he has to draw, like, yeah, it's insane. So, I mean, not really, because the guy was in a horrific accident.
Yeah, I mean,
it. So,
it makes sense.
I understand. But, yeah, man, he said, he was like, yeah, like, we were supposed to play Fire Festival, and I was, you know, I was kind of pissed because I was going to have to drive all the way to Florida and then take a boat down to the Bahamas. He's like, thank God that didn't happen.
Well, like the kind of boat I guess you take, just probably take a cruise liner or something.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know how that works. Or did he just like goes on a fishing boat with someone?
Oh, no,
or
no,
something?
No. It's like apparently there's like this, the there's like a boat you take if you want to go to like Europe on a boat from the East Coast of the United States. It's like the Queen Mary 2 or something like that.
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Uh-huh. It takes
kind of like the Titanic.
It takes like 5 fucking days, dude.
And I know they're doing Titanic 2. That's eventually going to happen.
Oh,
I know.
Jesus Christ. No.
Yeah. Just they're doing this. Listen,
drop it.
They are taking the same route, too, which is awesome.
Oh, dude. Well, I mean, global warming, I don't think they're going to run into any icebergs. So
goddamn global warming.
I think we're good.
Oh, man. But yeah, this was, I know this was a little tough for you only because I know you said you didn't listen to. I mean, I can't imagine when we do EDM because that's going to be tough for both. I don't know. It won't be that tough. I don't think. I think we could both find some good stuff for that.
To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever actually listened to EDM solo. You've heard, like, actually seeked it out. I've heard it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't really know any DJs. Or I just heard of this Marshmello guy everybody's talking about.
Marshmello. Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah, I found out that he was actually live. Yeah, he said it himself on a stream.
So it wasn't pre-programmed.
No. What he was, I forget what streamer he was on with. I don't know if it was Ninja or someone. It might have been Ninja. And it might have been, no, it was some other guy. And he was talking, I think, was it Dr. Lupo that he was with? It was someone. So they asked him, like, so someone in the chat is like, keep asking, like, they keep talking about, was that live? And he's like, yeah, 100% okay. Live. He's like, the voice, what, like, the, I was doing sound checks like the day before, like right
That's
before
awesome.
The concert, and like people were freaked out and stuff. He's like, yeah, we wanted to make sure that this was like legitimately live.
Okay.
And
that's really cool that they did that like that then.
Yeah. But let me know what you guys like on this playlist. What's your favorite skate music? Skateboard music or whatever. Like, this playlist reminds me of good times back in the day, like Sean said. And yeah, like
going
this
out
was
and skating after school with your homies, man. That's what it's all about.
Were you good at skating?
Not really. I mean, I was a fat kid, dude.
Yeah. You and I both, man. I tried. I remember freshman year, I got a whole bunch of skate gear because I wanted to make friends with skaters again and wanted to learn. And I remember someone asked me what kind of trick I could do, and I just made up something on the spot. Like, I didn't want to say, oh, all I could do is just kickflip, because then I felt like I'd probably be a poser. So I said, I can do a 180 backslide on a low rail. And they're like, really? I'm going to come skate with you. And they never did. But like, yeah, I totally lied. I'm bullshitting my way through fucking freshman year.
Nice.
I'm not ashamed to talk about any of that bullshit anymore, but it's like, it's just funny
it's
what you do.
Stupid kid shit, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
Whatever.
Well, let's wrap this up, buddy.
Yeah. All right. So you can find me at Sean's Songscast on Instagram. You can Sean's Songs Podcast on Instagram, Sean's Songs Cast on Twitter, because Twitter limits the amount of letters you can have in your name more than Instagram does. I know that Glenn just nuked some of his social media, so where can people find you, Glenn?
Friendster,
Zanga,
Fet Life,
My Journal, Live Journal.
Zanga is probably the best place to find me.
Fet Life.
It's a real thing, people. Look it up.
It is.
No, you can find me on Instagram at Real G Rod, or Snapchat, or I don't even use Snapchat anymore. I think I just used it the other day to tell people something. And,
dude, I send you random shit that's like playing in my office during the day.
See, that's the fun. That's why I still use it, because you send me those videos and they're funny. I'll probably be back on Twitter eventually one day. It's been nice because there was a lot of bullshit going on on
You're
Twitter.
On Instagram. I think Instagram's harmless unless you're like a little kid and you shouldn't be on there or something.
Yeah, I don't run into bullshit. It's like really straightforward. Like, I don't care about much, like, people's, like, no offense to anyone who has kids or whatever. I don't care about looking at your kids. But, you know, on Instagram, it doesn't really, because Instagram is a picture thing. If I go on Facebook, and I see 1,000 pictures on my feed of your kids, I don't care. So it's just like, There's just a lot of bullshit. I get heated and I never say anything to anyone. It ruins my day because I hate people arguing with each other. And that's why I stopped using Twitter for the time being, because there's a lot
also,
of.
Also, I will say, like, not to interrupt you, but I think you're going down this path. Like, I think, like the worst thing you can do is check the shit in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you're just sitting there in the morning scrolling through and somebody just went on a political rant or whatever, and it triggers you, that can literally just fuck your mental up for the whole day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if you don't comment, you know what I mean? You don't comment, you don't interact, you don't engage, it can still fuck your whole mental up. You know, that's what I've learned, at least. That's how I still have it and also keep an arm's length from it, is I just don't really comment anymore too much.
That's how it started with me. Like, I just stopped commenting, and then, like, I would start hiding things. But, like, for Twitter, it was more in the, like, there's a lot of awesome things happening in the world of pro wrestling that I am enjoying right now. And there's a lot of people out there that just out there just to fucking troll and just hate on things for no reason. And then there's, like, this war between a fandom of two different stars, and it bothers me to the point where I needed to get just people saying really dumb things, and like it just drove me nuts. And like you said, and the main thing was waking up and checking it and just wasting time when I could be up. And like, I'm starting this new journey here very soon, and I want to make sure that when I wake up, it's fucking go time, you know, because I got this really awesome opportunity. I want to make sure it happens and it's good. And I mean,
suck the day's dick.
Yep. Hard and fast, baby. Hard and fast. Nah. And it's just been really nice. I have my business or podcast pages. Obviously, I still use Twitter for songs, podcasts, and the other things that I do on there. It's just actually just that one right now, and the wrestling show that I've been doing on and off now, because there's not really much to talk about right now. But I am on Instagram. You can find me on there at Real G Rod. But other than that, hey, take a break from social. It's really taxing sometimes to be on those things, especially because of what Sean said. Political stuff or just drama that people just like to air on there. Like, it's your page. You should be able to do whatever you want with it. But like, other people don't take to things like that, and it just ruins the whole experience, when social media should be used for positive things, or like, even if you want to talk about sad things, like you should, like if you want to air it, but like, don't be a dick, because you ruin it for others and then you just send people away. But it's been nice. I feel like my mental health has gone up a lot since then. Yeah. And because things trigger, and I hate that things trigger, and it's just a thing. And yeah, I'm done ranting.
But yeah, anyway, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. You can find that guy on Instagram. Check out the show. If you like the show, share the show, please, with your friends. Leave a review or a like, whatever your podcast player lets you do. If you're listening on iTunes, definitely leave us a review on there. But yeah, for me and Glenn, it's been real.